He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the May 20th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, president of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. Well, let's see, we've got a mixed start to the market, kind of like a mixed burrito, you know, they mix in all the kind of different things, some bad, some good. It's not all good, but the S&P is up 90 cents this morning. That's the good stuff. We're up 1,668, but they put a little bit too much of that hot stuff in my burrito this morning. That's the bad stuff, ruining the whole thing. The Dow's down 12 points, but no big deal. We could go positive here before the show's over, before the next 5 minutes is over. I mean, that's been the pattern recently. The dips in the market have been voraciously bought. The Dow is down 12. We're at 15,341. The NASDAQ is up. There's another good thing. There's the sour cream. That tastes good. It's up 4.5 points. We're at 3,503. The euro is flat at 1.28 this morning. The 10-year yield. Bonds are hanging in there. Bonds are not crashing yet. The bond market, the 10-year yield is at 1.93% right now. Gold. Gold continues to get hit, and I talked about it in my newsletter as to one of the biggest reasons why. You can blame Japan. The Japanese yen is plummeting. The U.S. dollar is moving higher against the yen. The gold does not like a rising dollar. Silver and gold getting hit again today. Silver's hitting a new 2.5-year low. Oil is down 31 cents this morning to $95.98. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We're here every Monday through Friday in many cities across America. My goal is, has always been in my 19 years on radio, to point people into the best areas of the market. And along the way, I developed some tools that help me in my search. I use fishing analogies all the time. Obviously, living here right on the ocean in San Diego, right on the harbor, I do get out and do some fishing from time to time. And there was a news report. In fact, I was listening to Let's Talk Hookup on Saturday. No, that's not a dating show. That's a show that talks about fishing off the coast of San Diego, California, Southern California, and down Baja way. And one of the fishing captains phoned in via satellite phone saying that they had picked up a bluefin tuna about 200 miles south of San Diego. That means they're coming this way. They're moving this way. And we have all kinds of tools to help us find those little buggers, those tasty little critters, as they approach San Diego. We have helicopters out there searching for the schools of bluefin, because bluefin and albacore and yellowfin tuna, they're a very valuable crop. Not only are they tasty on the barbecue, boy, do they make good sashimi, right? That stuff is like gold. And so in the summertime here, usually around, it starts around July the 4th, the boats scatter out looking for these tasty critters. And we use GPS. And we use reports from other boats, guys that were in the area the day before reporting. Now, these fish move quickly. It's very much like the stock market. But in the end, I take all the facts that I gather before I point my boat and decide which area of the ocean I'm going to fish that day, because I don't want to waste a lot of gas and time. I want to go to the highest probability area of the ocean to find schools of boiling tuna that I can plant my boat in and put a few of those babies into the ice chest for some tasty dinners in coming weeks. Well, we do the same thing in the stock market. Instead of GPS coordinates, we use things like asset classes. We have all these broad choices of which way to point the boat as we break the harbor. We can point the boat in the direction of the bond market. We can point the boat in the direction of a safe harbor of cash. We can say, you know what? I really think this market's going to get clobbered. I'm going to go short the market. We can point the boat into the aggressive areas of the market, small cap growth and mid cap growth. Or we can be a little bit more defensive, you know, into the precious metals and into the large cap dividend paying stocks. Now, once we've identified the general direction we're going to head, let's say, for instance, that we say, you know what, I think heading in the direction, we're going to head at a 10 degree heading. We're going to head about 57 miles south of San Diego into the general area down there, the 10-10 trench, otherwise known as the stock market, equities. I think equities are the best region of that stock market ocean right now. Now we're going to start to zero in on that area because that's still a big area. We're going to take a look at the sectors of the market. Once we've decided that equities are the best place to be, equities are still a heck of a big territory out there. You've got miners. You've got aerospace and defense companies. You've got all of the Silicon Valley players, the internet sector, the computer sector, the semiconductor sector. You've got the healthcare sector. You've got the big drug companies. You've got the industrials. You've got the cyclicals. You've got the home builders. You've got the biotechs. You've got a lot of different ways. You can even go south into the emerging markets and fish those waters. We want to fish the most productive waters. Where are the most productive waters in the market right now? Well, that's something that I analyze in depth every single week in my newsletter. That's where the app comes in handy. The app, the Best Stocks Now app, is my fish finder. It's my stock finder. There's no guarantees. Even if we lay it all out and go into the most high probability areas of the market, there's still no guarantees. But as we head into those fishy waters, we have probabilities on our side. We're going with the highest probabilities that possibly exist, given the facts that we know, to try to bring back some of that tasty sashimi. And you know what? In the last 2 weeks, we've nailed the two biggest fish in the market. 2 weeks ago, the number one stock, now not that there's anything special about being number one in the app. I mean, it's a thin line that separates the top, 25 stocks or so. But still, you know, there's still something about being number one. You're not going to hear as much about the person, the runner-up in the American Idol contest this year. You know, there was only one number one. The number one stock was Regeneron a couple of weeks ago. Guess what? I mean, the following week, maybe it's chance, but we put the probabilities into our favor. Regeneron became the biggest winner in the market that week. I showed how it was my number one. I wrote an article about it, pointing people to the direction. I said, hey, you know what? Here's the number one stock in the app when I weigh value, when I weigh performance, and when I weigh stock charts, okay? Last week, we nailed some even tastier sashimi. We brought home Agirion, which had good news. Guess what? Last week in my newsletter, I pointed out that it was the number one stock in my app. And I wrote an article about it also, talking about the very rare disease that they have a drug for that costs $300,000 a year. Now, as we venture out another new week in the market, let's take a look at where the highest probability areas of the market continue to be. And then let's zero in, let's zoom in, let's Google map down on a few of the most promising stocks in the market. That's why we call it the Best Stocks Now. But in the early days of the week, I like to talk about the best asset classes now, because we have to kind of begin there just to get our sea legs and a sense of where we're headed. Then we'll move down to the best sectors of the market now. Not only the best, but the worst. We also want to know the areas to avoid, because there's dangerous rocks out there that we don't want to hit on our way to the sashimi grounds. And then lastly, we'll zero in on a few stocks, which, you know, during the course of the week, I'm pretty dang generous here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I probably zero in on two or three stocks a day for you folks, so you can have some sashimi for dinner at home. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the asset classes that we have to choose from. All right, stay tuned.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door is blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the Best Stocks Now Radio. Let's zero in. Let's go catch some sashimi again this week. We nailed a couple of lunkers here the last couple of weeks. I hope you're getting the newsletter. I mean, after all, it's free. It's not like, it's any big obligation on your part. You just have to go to my website, pwstreet.com. The general market analysis that I do every early in the week is free every week in my newsletter. The model portfolios are a little bit extra if you want to subscribe. Now, if you become a client, no problem. The newsletter and the app are part of the deal. But if you're a do-it-yourselfer, I think that newsletter is a pretty valuable tool in guiding you through the year in the market. How valuable has it been to have been fully invested in the market for the last 4.5 years, 4 years and 2 months now? Pretty valuable. How valuable was it to have the confidence and the courage to stay fully invested throughout the fiscal cliff? The market's up 20% since then. Had you bailed and jumped off the cliff, it would have cost you a lot of money. Now, there's going to come a time, how valuable will it be when I say, you know what, I don't like this market. I think it's time to start locking in, and here's what I'm selling. Getting out of my biotechs. Getting out of this stock and that stock. I don't make big, massive decisions. I'm going to cash. I make a lot of little decisions on a daily basis. And those decisions show up in my app. I'm on Twitter all day. I send out maybe 6 to 10 tweets a day. Has to be something very significant for me to comment on it. I look at a lot of stocks during the day. My database is 3,500. I scroll through it, and I stop on the ones that are highly rated. I stop on the ones that I own. By the way, I continue to hear that this is the most hated rally of all time. You know what? I have not had one client call me and say, Bill, I really hate this rally. Not one. If you've been fully invested, do you hate this rally? Huh? I think the only ones that hate this rally are those that aren't participating in this rally. That's got to be one of the most beautiful sailing yachts I've ever seen in my life coming into the harbor right now, trailing an Australian flag. Boy, that's a beauty. I want to get that guy's account. I want to manage his Roth IRA. I wonder what he does for a living. Anyway, so you also get a live report. Last week we had a Navy ship coming back from deployment. That's always special. Those guys line the perimeter of the boat in their dress whites, and they're flying the beautiful red, white, and blue. And there's usually a couple of tugboats leading the parade, shooting water into the air. They're coming back usually from a six-month deployment. So you also get live coverage of the San Diego Harbor here, where we have just a beautiful three-masted sailing yacht, a yacht coming in to the harbor right now. I don't think it's Magellan. I don't think it's Columbus. I think it looks like a little bit more modern boat to me. All right, where are the best areas of the market now? Well, let's start with where we stand in the market right now. Year to date, the S&P is up 16.7%. The Dow, 17%. The NASDAQ, 15.7%. The total world stock market, 11.7%. Now, here's a kicker. How important is it to be out of the emerging markets this year? The emerging markets are down 1.3%. You're trailing the U.S. markets by almost 19 percentage points. How valuable is that information. I've kept, folks, I made a brief foray into the emerging markets late last year during the, you know, the fiscal cliff crisis and whatnot. And those emerging markets petered out really quickly. I admitted I was wrong. I backed out and went back. Well, I was always in the domestic markets, but I took just a little bit of money, put it into the emerging markets. When I realized I was wrong, I went right back, went 100% American markets. Emerging markets down 1.3%. Europe is up almost 11% this year. How about China? We hear all the time about that booming economy in China. China is down. Their markets are down 6.2% year to date. Latin America down 2.8%. How has the bond market done this year? Down about 3% so far this year. How has gold done? I've kept you out of gold for over 1 year. Gold is down 5.64% so far this year. In the newsletter over the weekend, I showed once again a chart of the bond market. To me, that's a very ominous chart. It has lower lows and lower tops. It's slanting downwards. It looks very ominous to me. I call that a chart that's rolling over. I remain very, very negative. In fact, so negative that I would raise a red flag saying danger ahead in the bond market. Now, I showed a chart over the weekend of the corporate bond market. It doesn't look as bad as U.S. Treasuries, but I see that kind of beginning of a rolling over, flattening out type of a chart that scares me. I showed a chart of high yield, junk bonds. They still continue to rocket higher, okay? But they too are vulnerable to a downturn in the bond market. If treasuries continue to flop, they'll follow right behind. So you have to be very, very careful with all bonds, because all bonds, whether they're corporate, whether they're government, whether they're foreign, whether they're municipal, they are subject to higher interest rates. They are vulnerable to higher interest rates down the road. And lastly, I showed a chart in my newsletter over the weekend of the muni bond market. I used an ETF as a proxy for that market. And it, too, is also looking very, very ominous. So obviously, one of the asset classes that I don't like right now, and I have zero exposure to, and I mean zero exposure to, is the bond market. I next showed a chart of gold. Ugh, that is ugly. You know what? The gold market started rolling over in the fall, summer of last year. It finally peaked in about August of 2011 is when it peaked. And then it started forming those lower highs, those lower bottoms, and giving that same very ominous look that the bond market is just starting to set up in now. What happened to the gold market after it started to form that ominous pattern, after that screaming uptrend was over? Well, it's gone from $1,850 per ounce clear down to $1,300. And $5,500 per ounce. It's gone down in value. I obviously don't like the gold market right now. What do I like? We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free four-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Did a little bit of tweeting here during the break. We've been watching the stock here, ACAD, A-C-A-D, which is a biotech. Man, I'm telling you, these biotechs, we'll get to the biotechs here in a moment. I just noted that ACAD is number 116. I'd like to focus in the top 200 of my app. I cover 3,400 different stocks in the Best Stocks Now app, and it seems to be that top 200, top 250, somewhere in there seems to be the sweet spot in the market. These are the stocks that when we weigh out the performance of the stock over the short term, the intermediate term, and the long term, are the big stars. And they have still momentum behind them, the wind at their back, so to speak. But secondly, valuation. Valuation, very, very critical and important to me. And thirdly, a strong stock chart. And when I see something unusual, I send out a little tweet. Maybe 6 a day, 10 a day, something like that, depending on the day. And I just sent out a little tweet. I said, look at ACAD. It's breaking out today, number 116 overall. And I also disclosed that actually I think that's one, my assistant, he's not here yet. But I think that's one he's got in his little trading account. I don't own any of it, but boy, today's move makes it look that much more interesting. ACAD, A-C-A-D. Okay, let's continue to zero in on the best areas of the market right now. Let's see if there's any change from last week, because that's going to be a key when things do start to change in the market, which they inevitably will. We all know that. We're waiting for the other shoe. We're waiting for the first shoe to drop. We have not had a first shoe drop in quite some time. Let's see if anything dropped this week. As we look at the asset classes this week, the ranking of the asset class, there's about 20 asset classes. Things like mid-cap growth, NASDAQ, tech stocks, large cap dividend stocks, emerging markets, high yield bonds. These are all the different asset classes that we have to choose from. As we enter the week, the leading asset classes continue to be still totally risk on asset classes. The MLPs, number one. The mid-cap stocks, number two. The small-cap stocks, number three. The tech stocks, right there. No change from last week. This is still, according to the asset class rankings of the market, a risk on market. Okay, let's take a look. I showed a chart over the weekend of the Vanguard Mid-Cap ETF. And you can see what I'm talking about. You can see how this thing has been going up for the last 1 year. You can see how there is no let up whatsoever in this chart. Now, if you said, well, I think it's over, I'm going to move to the sidelines. Like I say, you'd be guessing. And if you would have guessed that way 6 months ago, you'd have been wrong. If you'd have guessed that way 3 months ago, you'd have been wrong. And I think still, if you guess that way, you might hit it just right. I don't know, but the probabilities are against you right now. Let's look at the worst ranked asset classes so far this year. And they continue to be the worst asset classes. Here's the areas that you want to continue to avoid. I don't care if you're a contrarian. Would you please look at a chart, if you're a contrarian, would you please look at a chart of SH? That's the S&P 500 Inverse ETF. Okay, I want you to step in front of that falling knife, all right, and say this is the top of the market, I'm going short. You know, I'm just saying that the probabilities are against you. You're a guessing person. You're trying to guess that this is the top of the market. And right now, the evidence, the facts, don't support that theory. The second worst place to be invested, besides being short the market, to me, that's suicide, being short the market right now. And it has been for a long, long time. Now, eventually, being short the market will be the right place to be. be based on the facts and the evidence that the market currently presents itself. But how valuable has it been to know now for a long, long time that being short the market is one of the worst place you can possibly be? Look at the grief that I've saved you if you've listened to me. Look at this chart of being short the market. No wonder these bears are so grumpy right now. They'll eventually have their day in the sun. This bull market will eventually be over. And at that point in time, we'll start moving into other asset classes and fleeing the current asset classes that we're so heavily concentrated in. But until that time, as Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over. The second worst asset class you can be, and it continues to get pounded today, the precious metals. We're seeing silver hit a new 2.5-year low. We're seeing gold still at or near the bottom of the asset class rankings. We're seeing the emerging markets at or near the bottom. We're seeing the short-term bond index, otherwise known as cash. Those are the worst places to be invested. We're in the 50th month now of a bull market. And the worst asset classes, and you, if you look at your portfolio today and you see lots of cash, lots of precious metals, lots of emerging markets, and if somebody's managing that portfolio for you, you'd have to say, you know what? My guy or gal or whoever is asleep at the wheel. Totally asleep at the wheel and totally oblivious to the, what's going on in the market right now. I'd be damn mad if I were you. Anyways, that's just me. Okay, so now let's narrow it down even a little bit further. Oh, by the way, there was one asset class that, in my opinion, is starting to fall out of bed. I had a little bit of exposure to it. I've backed out. It's starting to roll over. It doesn't look pretty. And I think it's foretelling a big move higher in interest rates at some point in time. The mortgage REITs. The mortgage REITs with the big fat dividends, that's not a good asset class right now. It has just joined the ranks of the worst asset classes in the market right now. That's a brand new drop into that stinky category. All right, now let's go a little bit further. Let's narrow it down a little further into the sectors. In my book, still, and in my portfolio, still, the best asset classes to be invested in continue to be small cap and mid cap domestic equities, stocks, or mutual funds or ETFs that focus in this area. Now, let's take it a step further. The best sectors in the market for the umpteenth plus week, biotech sector is number one. What? The high risk biotech sector? Yes. Going crazy still. Still the number one ranked sector. Number two, its close cousin, the pharmaceutical sector, the drug companies, the drug stocks. Number three, the home builders. Why? Bernanke, low interest rates, fueling home sales. Number four, the retail and consumer sector. What do you think's driving the retail and consumer sector? Low interest rates. Number five, healthcare. 30 million new people will enter in as new customers of our healthcare system. Who's going to pay for it? Well, we'll figure that out later. But it's driving that sector higher. Very little change from last week, just a little bit of maneuvering amongst the sectors. If you look at your portfolio and you own a bunch of biotechs, you own a bunch of drug stocks, you own a bunch of healthcare stocks, you own a bunch of consumer stocks, you'd just say, you know what? My guy knows what he's doing. My gal knows what he's doing. Maybe you manage your account. At least I'm in the right areas of the market right now. And at least, hopefully, I'm taking advantage of these new highs that the market is carving out. And I'm in the areas that are the most favorable right now. The worst sectors in the market, the miners. Hey, just look at Barrick Gold and some of these mining stocks. They're getting crushed. Take a look at the basic materials and commodities. They continue to do very, very poorly. Emerging markets, which I already mentioned, and natural resources. These are the areas to avoid for the umpteenth week. The dollar is strong right now. That does not bode well for commodities. China is slowing down right now. That does not bode well for commodities. I declare this 50-month-old bull market to still be intact for now. Okay? When we come back, let's talk about an individual stock. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we try to zero in. Now, early in the week, we try to talk a little bit of the big picture, which we've done here today. We've taken a look at the big picture, where the market is year to date, where the asset classes currently are, the ones to avoid, the ones to be focused on right now. We've zeroed in on the sectors of the market, and for the most part, we've noticed very little change from recent weeks in the market. This bull market remains intact. At some point in time, it will come under attack, right? And it will start to sell off, and individual stocks will start to roll over, and the party will be over. Could be for a while, or could be the beginning of a new bear market. And then we handle the market. We have to handle that market in a completely different way. There will still be stocks that do well, believe it or not, even under a selling-off scenario. There will be new leaders arise. Maybe some of the inverse ETFs that are so easy to buy will start to become lucrative once again. We'll just take it day by day and stock by stock, and we make all these little decisions on a daily basis. Now, if you don't have time to monitor the markets and make all these little daily decisions, that's what I do. I mean, I sit here from the time the market opens till the time the market closes, and several hours after that, analyzing what's going on and making those little decisions while my clients are off doing whatever they do for a living. If you'd like to talk to us about our money management services here, we have different styles depending on your risk profile. Maybe you want income. Boy, our income portfolio is just smoking. It's up almost 17% this year. We have our aggressive portfolio, which is up almost 20% this year. And we have a conservative growth portfolio. You can get in touch with us through our website at pwstreet.com. That's P as in Paul, wstreet.com. Or by calling us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. We have a real happy, friendly crew here. We have a good time here. We love what we do. And we'll be happy to, answer any questions that you might have about how we work here at Gunderson Capital Management. Okay, let's finish the show with an individual stock, and then we'll talk to Craig Brock about this bond market and about this red-hot real estate market and this refi market and this whatever else is going on in the world type of market, particularly in the two big parts of our individual balance sheets. We talk about our stocks, our holdings, and our 401ks here, and we talk about our real estate holdings because, generally speaking, those are the two big horsemen in our individual balance sheets. Let's talk about one little biotech here, all right? No guarantees here. I'm just saying that this thing is setting up nicely. I've actually followed this stock for quite some time. It's been all over the map in the last 10 years, which can be pretty typical of a biotech. It's a company that develops continuous 7-plus glucose monitoring systems for ambulatory use by patients with diabetes. And actually, it's a hometown company. It's a company right here in San Diego. It's called Dexcom. I've never been to the company. I've never met the CEO. He's never slipped me $100 to mention him on the air. Don't have any clue about the management of this company. But I do know this, that my unprejudicial app has pointed me in the direction of this stock. It's been showing this stock has been rising in rank based on the performance of the stock. We can't do a valuation on Dexcom, DXCM, because they don't have any earnings yet. But the way the stock is reacting here lately, it looks like maybe earnings may be right around the corner. I can't do a value grade on this stock, but I can do a performance grade, I can do a momentum grade, and I can look at the stock chart, and I can tell you where the app ranks the stock right now. The performance grade right now is an A+. The stock chart broke out 2-3 weeks ago. That's what first caught my attention. And then it really broke out again late last week. Out of 3,398 stocks, Dexcom comes in at number 49. It's a very high-risk proposition. It's a $1.5 billion stock. I don't make recommendations. I just give you examples of stocks that have risen into my top 200 in my Best Stocks Now app. Dexcom is one of those stocks right now, and I do have a position in my aggressive accounts in the stock. But it's like, 3%. Of my total portfolios. All right, we're going to go out and talk to Craig Brock right now. Craig, let us know a little bit about what we have in the way of economic reports this week. What should we be watching for?
Well, Bill, you certainly want to watch for your friend, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, his testimony this Wednesday. You know, Bill, we've had some false alarms over the last month or so with the worry about when they're going to end this quantitative easing asset purchase. So there's going to be some volatility this week.
When does happy hour end? Because when they shut down happy hour, see, my wife and I, we can go to these downtown joints where you get the dollar oysters. At 7 o'clock, exactly. No, 6 o'clock, exactly, they're $2 oysters. You better eat the oysters while they're out there. And there's some oysters being offered up by Ben right now. Interest rates 1.93 on the 10-year this morning.
Well, no economic news today. We do have a rally in the MBS market and the mortgage-backed security market, so that means that rates are lower today. If you locked last week, potentially want to get out and relock with someone else this week because of this little rally. But we'll see what happens later in the week. We also have some housing news coming out Thursday as well that we'll be keeping our eyes on. And, Bill, last week I mentioned that if you refinance into a 15-year mortgage, you can own your home in half the time and save tens of thousands, and in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest.
Yeah, that's money that will end up in your pocket instead of the bank's pocket, which makes total sense to me. Where can we reach Greg Brock?
It's 855-900-3279, and if you have an Ocwen loan, we'll refinance you with a real person in-house.
Sounds good to me. All right, and of course, I'm 855-611-BEST. I can also be found on the web at pwstreet.com. Why don't you get the newsletter coming your way every weekend? pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.